For many in Wisconsin, Michigan's battle over right-to-work legislation may seem like a bad flashback. A pair of bills there would allow public and private employees to choose whether or not to join a union and pay dues. Though the language of the bills are different than Wisconsin's Act 10, they have the same effect of starving unions of money and power. Labor activists have long expected lawmakers here to introduce right-to-work bills, but Governor Walker says it won't happen this session.
Things like what's happening in Michigan may be good for them, but for us it would be a huge distraction from those priorities, and we're going to stay focused.
But Walker says there are forces and people in Madison that would like to see right-to-work in Wisconsin.
I don't think there's a majority there. I think the vast majority of us realize what we did was important to balance our budget 2 years ago, but I think most people are ready to move forward.
It's all about making hard choices and saving money, says Walker. He says Wisconsin has already been there and done that.
You know, a lot of states are going to go through tough decisions. We're glad that we already have experienced those and things have gotten much better since then. And we made some tough but prudent decisions. And today, unlike 2 years ago when we came in with a $3.6 billion budget deficit, we have a budget surplus. We have about $500 million in reserves.
Walker says his main objectives for the coming legislative session include passing a mining bill, developing the state's workforce, transforming education, and continue reforming government. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.